Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
There is a brand new morning radio team over at Kiss Radio. Kevin and Sonia, welcome.
Hello.
Look at your family. Thank you.
Welcome to the
so
family.
Happy.
Wow.
Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary, buddy. And thank you for listening. We want to take an opportunity to say how much we really appreciate the fact that you've decided to spend some of your time with us. If this is your first time listening, or you've been listening since, you know, day one of our show here on Kiss Radio, we love you.
And thank you for all the kind notes and messages that we've received. When we started posting about the fact that it was our anniversary, we had so many kind notes. And, man, you know how to make a couple people feel real good.
Yeah, I feel like we're so lucky to be doing what we're doing, but we truly have the most incredible, best listeners in the Lower Mainland.
We hit the listener jackpot.
And so that's why we want to celebrate this anniversary with you, but also Valentine's Day, so we've combined them. So with our Kiss crew, we are handing out hundreds and hundreds of Valentine's Day Kevin and Sonia roses on the streets of Vancouver and the Fraser Valley. We're going to get to those two mystery locations in just a second here, but let's talk about some of the things that you can win.
Yeah, so not only are you going to pick up a rose, but each rose is going to be numbered. Then tomorrow morning at the same time, we want you to tune in because we could be calling your lucky number on the air. And if we do, you can end up winning $1,000 to send at Sleep Country Canada. On top of that, if you do stop by, you could also get hooked up with some Justin Timberlake tickets for tonight's show.
Oh, yeah. This is our way of making sure that you have a great Valentine's Day, whether you're single, whether you're with a partner. I mean, maybe your partner's just dropped the ball completely. You know, maybe you dropped the ball completely.
Right.
We don't mind if you re-gift these presents.
Totally.
All right. So let's check in with our very first location in Vancouver. Producer Jordan is out with their Kiss crew. Where are you?
I'm hanging out at Mayland and Davie Street in Vancouver at Yale Town Roundhouse, the Canada Line.
Okay, that's a busy train station.
If you come down here and you say hi to me, I might be able to hook you up. Actually, I will hook you up with Justin Timberlake tickets for tonight's show.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This, if you say hi to me, it's Jordan, and you come find me, I'll pay you for our friendship by giving you free tickets. That's seriously, that's amazing.
Yeah, and Alessia from Kiss Crew, she's hanging out with me down here as well. So say hi to her. And we'll hook you up.
You won't get anything if you say hi to her, though. Only if you say hi to Jordan. You'll. Jordan, once again, your location is?
It's Mainland and Davis Street, the Canada Line, Yale Town Roundhouse in Vancouver.
All right, now let's check in with James, who's in the Fraser Valley. Where's your mystery location with our Kevin and Sonia Valentine's Day roses?
Yeah, we're doing really well. We're just in on the Fraser South Fraser Way right now in the Obake car park just outside Timmy. So grab your coffee this morning and grab yourself a rose as well. By the way, congratulations. 2 years. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, James.
You're very welcome. Plus, as well, if we have any couples going down, we have some very special prizes from Sleep Country as well to give away. So come on down, grab a rose. And you may win $1,000 as well from Sleep Country Canada.
Doesn't James sound so much more romantic because he's got the accent?
He does.
You know, the same information as producer Jordan. It's just you got it with a British accent. And then suddenly we're like, ooh. Oh, okay.
So romantic.
And so you're going to be there as long as the roses last, right?
Yeah, get them quick because once they're gone, they are gone.
Say it again.
Can't believe I'm talking to you guys. Kevin and Sonia, seriously, you guys are phenomenal.
Oh, we honestly love you.
Sonia, you crack me up. Kevin, you're just so cute. You're just so cute.
Thanks.
You're right here. Jordan, Aisha.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Sonia, Kevin, I'm here. There's people buying him coffee.
Oh, my God.
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia
on Kiss Radio. Sounds like madness at his location.
Yeah, man. People are going bananas for him.
You know, we love you for listening.
He's loving every minute of it.
Oh, you know he's eating it up right now.
He's soaking it up. He's like, here's your rose from me. No. All right.
He's going to take out the whole Kevin and Sonia party. Yeah. Just like, this is the producer Jordan Rose.
That's it. Next time we're heading out there.
It is 8:39. Thank you for spending time with us. Have you heard about the Peppa Pig effect on kids? So the show, the British TV show, very, very popular.
This is my little brother George. This is Mommy Pig.
It's a big show in my house. You know, my son's 3. He's almost 4 years old.
What's the big complaint about this show? Because I know a lot of parents. Is it annoying? Is she rude or something like that?
I know she's not very kind to her dad.
Okay.
I can tell you that. Like, she fat shames him all the time. I'm like, oh, come on, Peppa. Ooh. Yeah, it's 2019. You can't do that.
Yo.
But the Peppa effect is something that a lot of parents right now are talking about online, where they are realizing that their kids are picking up British accents. Like, this is a kid from the U.S.
That car, it's kind of weird.
It's so cute, isn't it? And all of this because of Peppa Pig.
Because they're just learning it.
Well, exactly. You know, when you're learning a language, you kind of learn the way that you hear it. Mm-hmm. And if you hear it on Peppa Pig, and especially if you watch more and more of those episodes, for us, it's not necessarily like the full accent, but like the words. Because my son has picked up some British slang as well, too. Like, he'll often be playing, and he'll be like, oh, I'm just going to ring Nana.
Oh.
I was like, oh. Daddy, can you turn on the telly? I'm like, oh. And he'll refer to his toy trucks as lorries sometimes. I'm like, I'm going to get some petrol for my lorry.
Oh, dear.
And I look at my kid, I'm like,
so smart. That sounds pretty smart,
It
though.
Does. It sounds really, really cute when it comes out of the mouth of your kid. But again, that's just those words.
Because, yeah, we would say, like, get some gas from a train. And turn on the TV.
No, and it sounds so much better with a British accent,
right?
Doesn't it?
Turn on the telly. I don't know why it has to be high-pitched, too.
Chip, chip, pip, pip.
Hello.
In a weird way, I cannot read any of the Peppa Pig books to my son without reading it like the narrator on Peppa Pig with a thick British accent. Because otherwise, it sounds weird to me. Like, if I read it in this voice with this North American accent, it doesn't sound right. So I'm always reading it like, it is nighttime. Daddy Pig is reading Peppa and George a bedtime story.
Oh my God, your kid's so lucky. Bennett's so lucky. Because if it was me and I had children and I was ever reading a book and had to do an accent, there's only one I know how to do, and it's Indian. And that's all. And then the odd time it'll switch to pirate for no reason. I don't even know. Like,
y'all, it's nighttime. Daddy Pig and Peppa and George.
Okay, go to bed. That's all I would know how to do. Your kid's so lucky.
Hello. Let's read a book, y'all.
That's exactly what. See, you can even do an impression of my impression better than I can.
It's a talent. What can I say?
Wake the fun up.
Justin Timberlake show coming up tonight. Rogers Arena. It's going to be happening tonight and tomorrow. And with it, a lot of people prep for concerts in different ways. You've probably already started listening to your favorite Justin Timberlake tracks leading up to the show. Kevin, we're going tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're in the Kiss Suite with one of our listeners.
Now, have you been listening to JT all week?
The Man of the Woods tour album, his 2020 Experience album. Yeah, like I'm on like full JT mode right now.
I will admit, I have been doing something that for some think is cheating. I've just been listening to the Justin Timberlake set list. So because this is the tour that he's been doing for the last couple of months, he does have like an unofficial set list. And we know what he has been playing based on other shows. It varies a little bit, but for the most part, this is how it goes. And the list is consistent.
No. Okay, I thought you were going to start reading out the list because I don't want to be spoiled. Like, the idea of finding out what the set list is before you go takes away so much of the fun of going to a concert, where you don't know what song is next until you hear that very first strum,
mm-hmm.
until that very first synthesizer or whatever beat first drops, and you just hear the entire crowd erupt when you hear the recognition of, that's my favorite song. And then even trying to figure out, like, what song's going to be next and what song's going to wrap up the show, what's going to be the encore. Like, when you play along with that, that's part of the fun of going to a concert. When you know already what's going to happen, it's like watching your favorite TV show with all the spoilers.
But for me, it's not like I memorized the list. It's not like I have it memorized that I know that when he plays Sexy Back, he's going to go into this, I won't say anything, but like Sexy Back, and then he goes into this song next. It's not like I have it memorized. So for that reason, I just like knowing so I have a bit of an idea, because especially with someone with like Justin Timberlake, that catalog is huge, right? Like, he has so many hits, he has so many singles. And with the Man of the Woods tour, I'll admit I have not listened to the Man of the Woods album. I'm like an old school, like, Senorita.
So you want to know if he's going to perform some of his classic songs and not focus so much on the new stuff. So for you, you don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
If he doesn't. Okay.
So then if there's new songs that I haven't had a chance to fully listen to, I will get a chance to. And that's why I'm super pumped about it. And when I look at this, I'm also thinking, of course, there's going to be some changes that are going to happen tonight, I believe, because of the Valentine's Day show.
Ah,
so I have a prediction that may be very bold and might not happen because maybe it's just me getting really excited. But I have a feeling that since Jessica Biel is in town filming her new television show or movie or something like that, that she's filming here, and that's his wife and she's been here, I have a feeling that he will bring her up on stage.
I can totally see that happening.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Mean,
yeah.
We're going tomorrow night, so we're going to miss all that fun. But I do feel like tonight they'll bring Jessica Biel on stage, or he'll do like something special for her for Valentine's Day. They're in the same city. He's doing a show.
Oh my God.
It's in Vancouver.
If he had brought her up on stage, like, if, I can see it now, you know, like, I want to bring someone very special up on stage for Valentine's, and he serenades her.
And I would love it.
Now, if this doesn't happen, I think there's going to be a lot of people disappointed.
She's busy, I'll stand in.
He's practically the same person. I bet you there's going to be a lot of proposals tonight, too.
Right? Okay, so I totally agree with you. Like, during Senorita.
Because that's the song I think of when I think of proposals, right? If you want to check out the set list, if you want to be spoiled, Sonia, will you try to get that up at kissradio.ca?
You betcha. I'll put it up there for those of you who are like me and like to know what you're going to be hearing the night of the concert.
All right. And again, it might change around. You might just have like all slow jams tonight because it's Valentine's Day, which would also be really cool.
Kevin and Sonia's sexy slow jams.
Maybe you're in the car, maybe with some younger ears, you might want to just sort of turn it down just for a tiny bit. Because I got to tell you, when you take everyday things and try to make them sound sexy, sometimes we deliver on that. Sometimes we actually are pretty successful. Most times not.
No, but this time it's extra special because it's a Valentine's Day edition.
With just 15 minutes to write an original 90s-style sexy slow jam on a topic given by another member here in the show, the Valentine's Day edition of our sexy slow jams has Sonia, you, doing a slow jam about jewelry. And here's what you came up with.
Oh, baby, mark it on your calendar. Valentine's Day isn't the only thing coming next week. Because I'll be coming too over to your place. Dim the lights and let's go. It don't matter where we end up, as long as you fill my jewelry box. Pack up the choker, the pendant, the chains. Secure your spot to be my number one main. Bright like a diamond, rare like a ruby. I know what you want to do me. Come on over. We can make it sparkle. Make me feel like a princess, just like Meghan Markle.
Ah.
This year, all I'm waiting for is for you to fill my chest of jewels and finish off the night by you giving me that pearl necklace.
And there it is.
There it is. Yeah.
Use that for your soundtrack tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to get any if you have this as your soundtrack.
Okay. But, Kevin, your task was to make flowers sound sexy.
Hey, girl. I'll be your Cupid. I can't wait to shoot my arrow into you.
Oh, okay.
Let's take our time. I want to enjoy your flower garden. Mm. All I need is a hoe.
Oh.
Got it. Daffodils, roses, and Gerber daisies. I see what you want is my peonies. I got a bouquet. It's specially plucked. It's Valentine's, girl, and I'm down to hug. Carnations, baby. I love the pink. I'm like the ribbon, a little bit kinked. Just like the bachelor. Huh? Will you accept this rose? Yeah. Hold it tight. Don't let go. I want to know how much you love me. Baby, light the candles and dim the lights as I place these petals on the bed tonight. You're looking good, girl, from your head to your hips. Forget the roses. I'm all about your two lips. Valentine's Day from your Asian sensation, Barry White Rice. Anyone turn on? Anyone?
I'm okay with not hearing that ever again.
I'm with you. Yeah.
That makes three of us.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Tyson, man, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Hey.
Today's a very special day. We are celebrating our second anniversary here on Kiss Radio.
Woo!
Feeling good.
Made it 2 years.
I know. We love the fact that, you know, you've spending some time with us. We don't take it for granted. We've always made it worth your while. And, you know, the interesting thing about doing radio is that sometimes people kind of join conversations partway through. Mm-hmm. Tyson, here's what we've done. We're playing a fun little round of a contest called Things That Sound Bad Out of Context. So we're going to introduce you to some of the previous conversations we've had here in the show. And we want you to try to guess what it is that we were actually talking about at the time, okay?
All right.
All right, so here's your very first clip with things that sound bad out of context from the show.
Oh,
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
What are we talking about there? Is it cheeseburgers? Is it massages? Or picking out the perfect avocado?
Okay.
What do you think?
Picking out the perfect avocado.
Let's find out.
Give me a dollar cheeseburger.
Oh,
Right? Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think I need to give you guys a few moments
alone. Or just a cheeseburger.
Yeah, please.
I would react the same way today. I don't know how long ago that clip was and why I was so excited, but I feel exactly the same way this moment. All right, so you didn't get that one right, Tyson, but there's more time. We got a few more rounds for you.
All right, we're playing a round of things that sound bad out of context from the show. Maybe you'll remember this previous conversation. Do me a favor, just put the whole thing in your mouth.
No!
Do it. Because
it tastes like lemon and spice.
Oh, that's a big mouthful. Okay.
What are we talking about there? Is it a blind ice cream taste test? Is it me trying Kevin's meat? Or is it trying Kevin's tempura vegetables?
The vegetables.
No, that was a blind ice cream taste test.
I think of that because you guys are just talking about the peony there, too, right?
Oh, yes. Sonia's ice cream dessert, her poutine ice cream.
Yeah, I was going to go with that, but I was like, oh, no, it's too soon.
Okay, you didn't get that one. There's still time. Let's do one more round here.
Okay, here we go. It shrinks.
So small.
Yeah.
It shrinks. It's so small. What are we talking about? Is it about jumping into the cold water? Is it when water gets on your dry clean only clothes, or is it cotton candy when it's out for too long out of the plastic wrapper?
Jumping in the water.
If you've ever seen cotton candy not in the paper, like or in the plastic, as soon as you take it out,
it shrinks.
So small.
Yeah. Okay. All right,
One more. Because we really want you to win this $100 keg gift certificate, Tyson.
Okay. And again, celebrating our second anniversary on Kiss Radio, we're revisiting some of our previous conversations. Things that sound bad out of context. What were we talking about here?
I certainly didn't try
to put my nipple in his mouth.
No. Tough choice.
Tough, man. Is it Kevin trying to breastfeed his kid? Is it Kevin's first time at the club or Kevin's doctor's appointment?
Let's say Kevin's doctor's appointment.
I guess if you had your shirt off and you were holding your baby.
Yeah.
Right? When Bennett was younger.
But I certainly didn't try to put my nipple in his mouth.
No, but he could have tried.
To clarify, I did not breastfeed my kid. I was just saying.
No.
We were talking about guys who were breastfeeding their kids or at least trying to put the baby on the nipple. Which, again, you know, even within context, sounds bad.
It's still weird.
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
So, would you be willing to put this in your home? It is a smart mirror, but not just any old smart mirror. It is a fitness class smart mirror. So, here's how it works. It looks basically just like a full-size mirror. You would prop it onto the wall, and it would stay there, right? You can look at yourself, and while you're there, it also gives you a visual of a trainer that's sitting there telling you what movements to do. Like, okay, now we're going to go and do this sort of stretch. Now you're going to do a push-up. Now you're going to do a plank. Now you're going to do this, that.
So it's all integrated into this mirror.
You've got it in there. It's got the timer. It's got the countdown. It also talks about how many calories you're burning, how much left is left in your workout. Now, some people are saying that this smart mirror, where you not only see a reflection of yourself, but you see a little miniature trainer as well in there, is narcissistic. Because you're looking at yourself the entire time.
No, the whole point is to follow along with the trainer and to correct your form and to make sure you're doing it right, isn't it?
That's exactly what I thought. So when people started saying that it was narcissistic to have this in your house and to be able to watch yourself, I was exactly like you. Because if you go and you've done any sort of training and you're trying to do a plank and you're trying to do whatever, you have to check your form in the mirror to make sure your butt's not too high and you're not doing it properly and that your core is engaged, that your arms are at the right angle, because it's hard to see when you're the one doing it.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. I mean, there's a right and a wrong way to do a lot of these exercises. And sometimes, you know, you just don't know if you're not doing it the right way.
Right.
So if you had a mirror in front of you, which is why so many gyms have mirrors, it's surprisingly, this might, you know, shock a lot of people, It's not actually just for admiring yourself.
And taking selfies. It's actually for correcting your form.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why I was shocked that people were saying it's narcissistic. Now, I do kind of get it. Like, sometimes you don't really want a mirror while you're working out. Like, I will say, case in point, anytime there's a mirror in front of a treadmill, I do not need to see myself running. Have you ever seen yourself run?
Oh, it's a pretty picture.
It's not a good looking thing. There was footage that one of our friends, when we did the Seaweeds half marathon, one of my girlfriends and I were running and her husband showed up and was there with the kids taking video of us running. I will not post that photo. The gravity takes over. The boobs are everywhere. The hair is flying. Everything's jiggling the way you just don't feel like the most confident. And I tell you, it was a hot mess. And I'm like, everyone else when they run, they look fantastic. But for me, when I'm running, I'm like, oh, God.
I think that, like, that has to be a challenge on America's Next Top Model, to take a good running picture. Because you see all the model photos, and they're running, they're smiling, they look good. And then, you're right, I've seen pictures, like, at the finish line of the Scotiabank half marathon of 5K.
Oh,
do you remember when we got the photos? We opened them together, and we're like,
They're never good. I mean, because you're not ready, right? And I know that's something to be said for an action shot, but that is not the action I want of me, like, mouth wide open, gasping for air.
I know, like, both you and I look like we were about to die. It looks like the type of face you would see right before someone just, like, takes their last breath, right?
Because you see... You see all these people running all the time in their marathon photos, and they're like, look like they're out of a tampon commercial, right? Like, they're just so happy.
Yeah.
Like, look at me living my best life, and I'm so free. I'm like, BS!
Yeah.
Real life is everything flying and just
more
not...
like a horror commercial than anything else, right?
Oh, not sexy at all.
Nope.
Oh. So this idea, great.
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Happy Valentine's Day. Let's check in with our KISS crew. We've got English James, who's on location at our Fraser Valley satellite location, handing out Kevin and Sonia roses, celebrating Valentine's Day and our second anniversary here on KISS Radio. You're in the middle, actually, of handing out some of the roses as we speak.
Hello, my dear. There you go. Yeah, you're very welcome.
So you are at Tim Hortons now.
We're at Tim Hortons. So we have the KISS car right in the center of the car park. The tune's blasting away. And, of course, you know, you can tell with all the lovely roses in front of us as well. We're running around, giving them out, and lots of people stopping up and saying hello. And just, you know, all smiles. You know, when it's like 8 o'clock in the morning and everyone's smiling because you're giving them a rose. Best feeling ever.
I love it.
Sorry, just, your accent is just so great. I'm just kind of like in a daze right now. Like, I don't know what he said, but it sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I tell you what, if you guys want more Peppa Pig references and how to learn speak the English lingo, just give me a shout.
Yeah. How was my British accent, by the way? Was it terrible from a British guy?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, I was impressed.
It's like when you talk to an Australian, you're like, oh, hang on, I can do an Australian accent. Good eye, mate.
I also thought that was pretty good.
All right, so James, you're going to be there for how long?
We're going to be here until the roses are gone. We've got several left, so make sure you come along. And also as well, if any couples want to come along, we've got a special body pillow. And you could be the lucky winner of that this morning.
I'm really jealous of that one. Actually, I want that body pillow as well.
Not yours. You can't have it.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
But maybe somebody will get you one.
Okay. So that is the Abbotsford location. And once again, producer Jordan is in the Vancouver location. And I think he's got a few roses left, but I it's been madness. Like,
yes.
Every time we try to call him, he's not picking up his phone.
Yeah. Jordan! Outside of Vancouver City Center Station at the corner of West Georgia and Granville in front of the Linden Drugs there. So if you are in the area, you might want to pop by and maybe you can pick up a rose. And then tomorrow, each rose, by the way, is numbered. Listen for your number tomorrow morning at 7:35, because if we call your rose's number, then you could end up getting $1,000 to spend at Sleep Country Canada.
Mm-hmm. And we've been giving out Justin Timberlake tickets all day long well, too. So our little thank you for listening to the show and celebrating Valentine's Day with you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Vancouver and the Fraser Valley.
This is KISS Radio.
KISS Radio. Wake the fun up
with Kevin and Sonia.
A wise woman once said, "My love don't cost a thing." I think it was Mother Teresa, right? Or J-Lo, one of those.
J-Lo.
I get them confused all the time.
They look similar. That's probably why.
Yeah, wasn't it Mother Teresa at the Grammys the other day doing the Motown tribute?
Yeah.
In the app.
Beautiful hair.
You know, the true love doesn't have to cost a lot of money. In fact, fill in the blank for us. In your life, true love is blank. And we don't necessarily mean like the big grand gestures that you see in the movies and the TV shows, but like what are the small things that mean love in your relationship?
Like, you know, when somebody, one partner takes down the recycling without being asked to.
That's true love.
That's true right there. That's true love.
Send us a text right now, filling in the blank. True love is blank.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
True love. Well, it's a day of love. And everybody's celebrating in different ways. And as you celebrate throughout the week, because let's face it, we do love to stretch it out a little bit because the weekend's coming. And with it, what is love to you? Sometimes it's like the little things that don't cost a lot of money, like always offering to kill the bugs for you that are crawling all over the place.
That's true love right there, right? Wouldn't that turn you on? You're like, hey, yeah. Stepped on a spider.
Saved you. I'm a hero from being the next Spider-Man.
Thanks, Katie.
And some people wrote things like, oh, true love is like hearing the words I love you daily and I miss you so much. True love is not going to bed angry. But like, what are the non-traditional ways to say I love you?
Yeah, like the small things. Like for me, for example, like it's when my wife, Katie, will bring home sushi as a surprise to me. Mm. Like I'll come home and I'll see it there on the counter. I'm like,
and
is that a dynamite roll?
Oh, hell yeah.
And then I jump into her arms.
Bodyguard star. Or maybe it's like, you know, there's two chocolate chip cookies and your husband, in this case, this happened to us last week, where he made sure he left me the one with more chocolate chips. I was like, you get me, man.
In that moment, right? You see the smile in your face. And
mm-hmm. When they're willing to, like, both of you are hanging out, they're willing to put on pants and go to the grocery store to get you your favorite snack.
I've had moments like that where, you know, we know, like, neither of us want to go. But then when one person puts their hand up, that's it. Or true love is when your partner empties the dishwasher for you.
Oh, yeah. They let you have both pieces of the Twix?
Oh.
Man, they don't even make you share.
I've been married 12 years. That hasn't happened once.
Oh.
I'll get to that point, I think.
One day. Do that for her tonight so then she gets a hint. Right for you. Or when they go through and make sure that they like every single Instagram post that you've ever posted.
That's true love right there, man.
Yeah. All about tapping that. Or if they sit through, and many husbands and boyfriends have done this, sitting through a 2-hour episode of The Bachelor.
That is true love. It was either that or the Macarena.
Well, I was going to say, that's interesting that's on your Making Love playlist right there. And if you're trying to spice up the love life in your relationship, maybe you should think about doing this with your significant other. Playing board games or creating art. They did some research and they measured the oxytocin levels, the love hormone in both people, partners, after they did something like a games night and created art, and they were higher. They said that it really did help.
I love playing board games with my wife. By the way, happy Valentine's Day, Katie. And especially Scrabble. Like, even though she wipes the floor with me when we play Scrabble, it's such a fun bonding thing. Like, I love it. And mostly because I don't play strategically. Like, I just love the look on her face when I use a triple word score with the word poop. Because I'm really that immature. And she goes, you wasted it. I'm like, uh-huh.
No,
6
I didn't.
Points for you.
Kevin and Sonia's not-so-secret word. Brought to you by Pepper Wireless, the number one Fido dealer.
Well, speaking of new music, by the way, not only do we have the new track from Zedd and Katy Perry that we'll play at 9 o'clock, but also tomorrow, we'll get a brand new track from Cardi B and Bruno Mars.
Heyo, and the promo photo of that? It looks like the video will drop at the same time, no? Or is that like an old... It looks like a new picture.
I don't know. If finesse is any indication of the magic they can make together,
yeah.
Cannot wait for this new track. In the meantime, happy Valentine's Day, Kayla.
Oh, hey, happy Valentine's Day.
You're in Langley. You're getting ready for work right now. Do you have any big plans for the big day?
Not really.
That's okay. You're spending it with us, and you're our Valentine.
Yeah.
Sakina in Richmond, you're working right now at St. Paul's, and you tell us, do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
Not yet, but maybe if I win the $100.
for the captain's foil. If you are successful with today's not-so-secret word.
What has to do with the day of love? L-O-V-E. Love is your not-so-secret word today.
All right, so Kayla and Sakina, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock each and a series of clues as to words, phrases, and names that all have love somewhere in the answer. If you get the most right in your 30 seconds, you win. If you get stuck, you can pass, but you only get
one pass.
All right, Kayla, Team Kevin, or Team Sonia?
Let's go Team Sonia.
Let's do it. 30 seconds on the clock. It starts now. Your heart belongs to one person only. They're your, not false, but it's the opposite
pass.
Of false. Okay. A piece of furniture that two people sit on.
Love seat.
Yes. Beyonce and Jay-Z song from 2003. I'm looking so...
Oh, Crazy Love.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Movie with Hugh Grant around Christmas. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Hugh Grant, it's like an iconic Christmas movie.
What are you going on tour, Sonia?
I have no idea.
Love Actually.
Oh.
And the one that you passed on, True Love. Your heart belongs to one and only person. It's your True Love.
Okay.
And that got two correct.
Oh, jeez.
It's okay, Kayla. You know, it is tough when you get through, right? It's always easy to yell at the radio when you're in your
car.
It
is.
Right? But you ended up getting two correct, and that has been enough for the win before.
Yeah, let's blame it on the nerves and not Sonia's lackluster singing.
Pardon me. Uh-oh.
That was good.
Thank you.
Uh-oh is what I was thinking the entire time, too. I was like, uh-oh.
All right, let's see how you do.
All right.
Smarty Pants.
Sakina, can we beat two?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we can. 30 seconds back on the clock with the not-so-secret word love. Our time begins right now. It's a TV show with Jillian Harris and Todd Talbot. Yes, that's right. Animals that you see together, they fly.
Lovebirds.
Yes. Justin Bieber, DJ Snake song.
Pass.
Okay. It's a part of your body around the abs.
Love hips. Love handles.
Yes. This is the saying that when you can't see anything because you're so infatuated with the person.
Blinded by love.
Yes. It's a nickname for someone who that you sleep with. They're your lover.
Lover.
But you didn't need that. You didn't need it. You got it. And the one that you passed on, by the way, Let Me Love You.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Well, you got four correct, Sakina. So congratulations.
$100
to spend at the Captain's Boil. It's yours.
Awesome. Good job.
To spend at the Robson location. Take advantage of the Valentine's Day special at the Robson location only and get a Valentine's Day meal for two. You get two lobsters, a calamari, and a garlic bread for $109. Captain's Boil. Feast like a pirate, dine like a captain.
Yar. So you do have Valentine's Day plans now after all, thanks to the not-so-secret word. Congratulations, Sakina.
Thank you so much, and happy anniversary to you guys.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Kayla, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you today.
Oh, that's okay. Congrats on the win, and congrats on your anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
You know, a lot of people have in mind how many kids they'd ideally want in their lives. Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's one, sometimes it's zero. Whatever your preference is. Well, let me tell you a story that's gone viral of this couple named Courtney and Eric. They've been together for 22 years. They have a 9-year-old. They have 5-year-old twins. So they have 3 kids in total right now. And they wanted to try for a fourth. They said, you know, 4, and then that's it.
Okay.
So they tried to have another kid. And instead of having a fourth, they now are a family of 11.
Wow.
That's a bit of a shocker.
Well, fine. Can you imagine the shocker when they found out that instead of getting one kid, they were now expecting 6 more kids?
Oh my gosh.
Naturally, they've got their own docuseries on TLC now. Can you imagine? I mean, okay, yes. Miracle of birth.
Blessing. Okay, we're going to say blessing.
Yes.
Excited for you. That's wonderful.
But that's turning your world upside down.
Yeah,
it's a lot to handle.
What's like when people find out they're having twins, let alone like one kid at a time, and you're surprised when you find out you have 2 kids? I mean, it's twice the amount of work.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine 6 times the amount of work?
This story is probably going to give some comfort to anybody who has, had a surprise like that. Because, I mean, I don't think that's very common to have 6 kids when you're expecting one.
I hope it's not very common. I mean, what are the odds of that? If it's like 1 in 2, I think a lot of people are going to get snipped today. Like, forget about Valentine's Day plans. Like, you know what? Forget it, man. take those risks.
100%. A lot of people are going to try tonight, you know, like, hey, let's try to grow our family. Like, no. Nope. Kevin and Sonia told me, enough said. Because it happened to one of my husband's coworkers. And him and his wife thought the same thing. They're like, okay, we're going to have another, and it's going to be great, and that's fantastic. And then they found out they were having twins. And they're like, oh my gosh, a toddler in the house plus twins and newborns. And then he's like, it's just been chaotic. It's just not what we... It's really challenged them in a whole new way.
I mean, having two kids in diapers, period, is a lot of work.
Right.
A lot of parents will tell you that. And the idea of having two kids who are the same age,
right,
going through the same things.
The best way I can relate to it is we have one Jordan. Imagine if we had six.
That would be great for you.
Oh. I'm getting snipped just for the...
That has nothing to do with it.
That's
what the?
That's how traumatized I am.
That's your loss then.
waking you. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
9:24, snowfall warning back in effect. Another 5 to 10 centimeters of snow could be falling starting tonight for the drive home and into tomorrow morning as well. Producer Jordan back in studio.
I am back.
We've been handing out Kevin and Sonia roses all morning with their Kiss crew, yourself in Vancouver and Abbotsford as well. All of these numbered so we can give away a $1,000 gift card to Sleep Country Canada tomorrow at 7:35. We had Justin Timberlake tickets. Mm-hmm. We had couples pillows from Sleep Country. So you were at the Vancouver location. You moved around a couple times.
Yes.
What was the response like?
Holy moly. Okay. Vancouver City Center, it was crazy there. I got swarmed. I'm pulling all these roses like, there was so much love involved there.
People haven't wanted to talk to you that much in a long time. You felt really popular.
I did.
You felt like the cool kid on the block.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Did you kind of feel like, you know, like, is Justin Timberlake here? Is that why everyone's so excited?
I wish I was Justin Timberlake.
We've talked to some of the listeners who are on the phone with us while they actually saw you.
Aww.
And ran up and like
screaming.
There he is, like you're one of the Beatles.
Out of breath, just like, I'm trying to look for, I found him! Just, and I was like, wow, he's getting mobbed.
Yeah, it's good to know I have that effect on people.
Are you, I think it was the free Justin Timberlake ticket that you were giving away.
Maybe
that was
helped
more
a little bit, right?
And people were stoked because you gave away so many pairs of tickets.
Yeah.
And you ran out.
Yes.
But that's great. And if you are going to the JT show tonight, by the way, there's one tonight, one tomorrow. We've posted the set list at kissradio.ca if you're like me and like the spoilers of what songs he's going to play. And that way you can create your set list and hype yourself up before the show.
And you made a bold prediction earlier in the show, Sonia, that because it's a Valentine's Day show and because his wife, Jessica Biel, is filming in town.
Ooh. I think there's going to be a special Valentine's Day dedication to Jessica Biel. And I do believe that she'll come on stage.
Oh.
Like, and he'll serenade her on stage at Roger's. His arena.
That would be so wicked if that happened.
That
I mean, if
awesome.
It doesn't happen now, I'm going to be bummed. Oh. But I really do think it will.
Now, if you don't have tickets for tonight's show, we actually do have more tickets that we'll be giving away on site at Rogers Arena. Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, the scalpers that are always trying to like sell. No, don't go to the scalpers. Go to their Kiss Radio tent because we will have some more tickets to give away just outside in the plaza.
You got it. And it's only a limited number of tickets. So you'll want to get there early. Not everyone down there is going to get free tickets because we don't have that many. But we do have a few pairs that we can give away. So make sure you head there. And plus, John Casablanca is going to be on site as well, getting your hair and makeup done if you want to look good for JT on Valentine's Day.
And again, this is part one of two concerts in Vancouver. They were postponed from November when he had the bruised vocal cord. So this is a long time coming. A lot of people have been waiting for these shows. Justin Timberlake in Vancouver.
Waking you. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
By the way, it's just Justin Timberlake can't stop the feeling. Cannot wait for his two shows at Rogers Arena. If you're going tonight, man, tomorrow, you got to let us know what we have to look forward to. We've got tickets in the Kiss suite that we're taking one of our listeners and our friends with. It's Brooke, right? I think it's Brooke that we're going with. Can't wait to check out the show. We've seen Justin Timberlake before. So much fun. And especially good knowing the fact that we're the lucky ones. The last couple shows in Washington State, he had to cancel because of the snow and the weather.
Yes, but he's already here, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. He's been here for a couple days because Jessica Biel, his wife, is filming in town. And now we've got the snowfall warning in effect. I'm really hoping that things will be fine.
Everything's going to be fine. It's just everyone's going to be a little bit late getting there, and the SkyTrains could be an issue as well. So if you are taking transit into town, a good idea to get there earlier. Now, there's no official set times that have been released as of yet, but the early rumors say that Justin Timberlake goes on stage at 9 o'clock or just after 9 o'clock, like 9:15. So, and then they do have Francesco Yates. It's going to be opening up. I'm not sure exactly what time he goes on, but doors open at 7:30, so the opening act, if I'm going to do a guesstimate, it's going to be around 8. and then, doing it that way.
And it would be a good idea to leave yourself extra time because they say that the snowfall, which again could be 5 to 10 centimeters of snow, depending on where you're coming from and where you are in town with this new snowfall warning, mm-hmm. could start as early as this afternoon for the rush hour.
Yeah.
So leave yourself that time. You know what? Save yourself the time of doing your makeup because we've got our Kiss crew and our tent on the plaza at Rogers Arena with John Casablanca.
They'll give you all the touch-ups that you need before you get in. They'll have a great mirror as well. So if you want to retouch up your makeup yourself, you've already got your lip color with you. Just make yourself look a little bit fresh right there. And because the weather can get humidity gets to your hair and the rain and snow and whatever else we're going to be dealing with today. So definitely do that. I know I'll be hitting that up before the show as well to make myself look fresh for JT. Yeah. And also, if you do not have tickets yet, we've got a little treat for you. There are going to be a limited amount of tickets that you can win at the Kiss Radio tent. So just make sure you show up there and get there early because there's not a lot to give away. There's just a couple pairs. So this is your chance to get hooked up. And one more thing, set list, kissradio.ca. If you want to know what songs he's going to be performing and in what order, we've got that up for you so you can get your playlist and get all hyped for the show.
If you want to be spoiled like that, I mean.
Yes, I do. I love being spoiled.
I will tell you, though, that we will have a big, big Justin Timberlake party here on Kiss Radio after tonight's concert and after tomorrow night's concert as well, too. So as you're leaving Rogers Arena, make sure you're tuned in to Kiss Radio so you can just keep the party going all night long.